Shalom Aleichem, now our viewers. We're starting a new series on parenting with a little bit of Hasidus mixed into the concepts that we're going to be talking about. Our shiur is dedicated to the memory of Ochaleh Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi Aleh Shalom. And parenting, for those of us who are blessed with children, is probably the biggest mitzvah that we can do. The Torah says that the first Jew, Avram Avinu, was chosen by Hashem Yisbarach to create the holy nation of Israel, which will be part of the redemption of the world and ultimately get the Torah and bring us to the days of build the base of Mikdash and come to the Mashiach era. It's all through Am Yisrael, and it's all from the first Jew, Avram Avinu. The Torah says, "Ki yadaitiv l'man asher yitzav ez bonov achvav l'leches b'derech Hashem." God says, "I chose Avraham because I know he can teach his children to go in the way of Hashem, la'aser tzedaku mishpat, to do charity and justice." So Avram was chosen because the man asher yitzav ez bonav achrav, because he and of course his wife Sarah will be able to establish this focus on children, on raising children properly, which means that they go in the way of Hashem, the way of God, to do what's right and to stay away from what's evil. And fundamentally, this is our nation. This is being Jewish. We're called Bnei Yisrael. That's our name. Our name is the children of Israel, because we are products of our parents, especially the third of the three forefathers, Yisrael, who had the 12 tribes of Israel, which is the foundation, the building pillars of our nation. So we see clearly from the choice of Avraham, from the building of the Jewish people, from the 12 sons of Yisrael, from our very name, the Bnei Yisrael, that raising children on the Derech of Hashem, and the way of Hashem, is perhaps, we can say, the core mission of being Jewish. And the Torah many times emphasizes teaching children or passing on to children the traditions of the Torah as being a core mission. V'shinantam levanecha. Teach your children. The Rambam in Kriyat Shema, in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, says, of course, in Kriyat Shema, he's listing the fundamentals of our faith. And he says to believe in God, and God is one, to love Hashem, but then to teach Torah to children. And he writes about teaching Torah to children among all the different principles of faith. Hu ha'ikar ha'gadol. Shakol Talibo. This is the main principle which everything else revolves around, because you can't have any clear idea of the principles of Torah, of our faith, if we don't learn them properly. And who's learning? Parents are learning with children. The Torah says that. Vishinatam avanecha. Teach your children. Limadetam osam es b'necham nedaber b'om. Teach your children to talk about it. And the Torah insists on an incessant, complete, total Torah learning environment. Whether you're in your house, whether you're outside your house, whether you're about to go to sleep, you wake up, throughout the time of the day, in any place you are, You're supposed to be involved in Vishinantam Levanecha, in learning Torah or teaching your children. So we see from Torah that child raising, raising children, which is at the core of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah, of teaching Torah, parents teaching children, is raising children, Abiderach Hashem, the way of Hashem, like Avraham Avinu established, is the core mission, or the core activity of every Jew, whether it's the father or the mother. And I just want to make a point that if some people don't have children, they can fulfill the Vishinantam Levanecha, learning Torah and teaching children through Talmidim, through anybody that we learn Torah with. And anybody that we influence on to go on the right way. Or anytime we share Torah with anybody, it's a Vishinantam Levanecha, because we are Talmidim, we're students of one another. So it's not the exclusive domain of only parents who are blessed with children. We can all have spiritual children. And according to Gemara, Rashi, Rambam, Talmidim, learning with other Jewish people and having students, is it the same mitzvah? It's the same mitzvah as learning or teaching Torah to one's own child. So this really is a universal idea. It's not just for parents. So when we say parenting, what is Jewish parenting? We see from that first pasuk, that statement that Avraham Avinu, Shitzav es banav loleches b'derech Hashem, he will teach his children to go in the way of Hashem. We see from the pasuk of Vishinantam Levanecha, learn Torah with your children. And children in the broader sense, of course physical children, but also even other people that I learn Torah with, who I tell me them in a sense, or my students in a sense, because I share my ideas with them. And we say, this is at the core of what being Jewish is. This is the Ikra Gadol, the great principle. And that's why we say in the Mishnah, and most of us say it in davening every morning, V'salmid Torah keneged kulam. Learning Torah is the greatest of all the mitzvahs, like all the other mitzvahs put together. It's the foundation of everything. So, we're calling our series Jewish Parenting, or Parenting with Hasidus, Parenting. But fundamentally, it's a discussion of Talmud Torah, of learning the Torah, because this is the Derech Hashem. This is the Derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. God laid it out in, thank God, in the Torah, and the Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, and the Torah Shebal Peh, and in the oral Torah. So my dear friends, it boils down to a very simple, but in a certain way great, a simple but difficult responsibility. Because if we are going to be good parents, we have to teach our children the way of Hashem. And what is the way of Hashem? Eitz chaim hila machazikim bo, v'samchem musho, d'rocheho, da'achei noam, v'chol nisiv v'seh sholim. We say in the Tanakh that the way of Hashem is Torah way. The Torah way. And how can you and I know Torah way? We're not born with Torah way or Torah knowledge. We have to acquire it. So really, and as I say, it's simple but difficult. The idea is simple, but to put it into effect is difficult. In order for us to parent properly, we have to know the Torah way. And how do we get to know the Torah way? Through ourselves learning. We learn the Torah. We learn the way the Torah wants us to behave. in our own lives, and also how to transmit the derech eretz, the correct way of living, the right road, the derech eretz, the derech of Hashem, and the mitzvos, asay, and mitzvos los asay, the things we should do, things we're not supposed to do, which is the guidelines, the imperatives to be on the derech Hashem, to know what the mitzvahs are, and how to do the mitzvahs properly, and how not to violate the don'ts, the los asays. It's a very big challenge. It's a challenge of continuous and intensive Torah study, especially those areas which are relevant to daily life. So our first message and our first lesson of Jewish parenting is that Jewish parenting is equal to learning Torah and practicing Torah with our children. We ourselves, we parents ourselves, must learn Torah. Must learn Torah as much as we can in our lives. And we must practice Torah as much as we can. If we learn Torah as much as we can, and we practice Torah as much as we can, then we'll have the wherewithal to pass this on to our children, so that they should go on the derech of Hashem. They should go on the way of the Torah. So my dear friends, you know, you're watching Na'aleh. And Na'aleh was conceived to provide a service for people who are not in yeshiva or in seminary. To the vast majority of us who have left the yeshiva and the seminary, in order to give everybody an opportunity to continuously and continually learn Torah. Because learning Torah is the key to good parenting, to Torah parenting. If I know what Torah says, then I can pass it on to my child. If I don't, I will not be able to do that. It's as simple as that. It's, as I said, it's a very simple concept, but a very difficult one to carry out properly. So take your iPad or notebook, computer, whatever it is, and put it wherever you are. Put it in the kitchen, put it in the living room, and listen to Na'aleh Torah. That's why we're here. To give you Torah, to give you those lessons for your own life, but even more important, for your children's lives. If we keep up our Talmud Torah, we will be able to teach our children what they have to know. If not, God forbid, it'll be a miscue. It could be an incorrect method, an incorrect lesson. So that's a very important point which we want to make as we start this series. And that is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. Learn Torah. Learning Torah means reading. We read a lot. It's ksav. Read. Study. Go to shiurim. Listen to shiurim. On the web, and tapes, and MP3 players, in your car, wherever you are, listen, listen, listen. Learn, learn, learn. Have chavrusa. And you yourself, you the Abba, or you the Ima, will be learning Torah. You will be gaining the tools to teach your children the right way, which is the path of Hashem. The goal of parenting has never changed. It's been the original goal, which was established by Avraham Avinu, to teach children the derech of Hashem, the way of Hashem, which equals Torah. Whether it's Shabbos, whether it's brachas, whether it's being Adam Lachaveh or being nice to other people, whatever the area, it's only through Torah that we Jewish people can get it straight. This is our formula. This is our blueprint. Torah Hashem. Eitz Chaim hi, l'machazikim ba, v'somchem yushar. It is a tree of life to those who hang on to it. And those who cling to it are to be blessed and are fortunate. In order for us to have the bracha, the blessing of good children, we have to learn Torah. By learning Torah, we will be able to raise good children. Because we will be learning Torah then with them. Our parenting will be Torah lessons. We will be getting a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Every second that we parent, it'll be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yishinantam Levanecha, of teaching your children Torah. Of Shema B'ni Musar Avicha V'alti Tosh Torah Simecha, the first pasuk in Mishlei. Torah, Musar, which means day-to-day living Musar, and Torah means specialized mitzvah learning, but mitzvahs A, B, C, D. Whether it's from the father or the mother, it doesn't make a difference. There's a Torah and there's a Musar of the father, and a Torah of a Musar of the mother. But we cannot teach it. We ourselves don't know. It's obvious. Only someone who knows can teach. So therefore, the first step, is the great principle of the Rambam. The Ikka HaGadol Shakol Toliboy. To learn Torah ourselves. To study Torah ourselves. Daily. And hopefully, as much as possible on that day, not minimally, but maximally. Because an hour Torah learning will make us the kind of parents that we're supposed to be. Parents who teach children Derech Hashem, the way to go on the way with Hashem. So my dear friends, let's take a chizuk. Let us strengthen our Torah learning, reading books of Torah, listening to shurim of Torah, watching and attending Torah shurim in any possible way, daily. And this will strengthen us and give us literally the tool to parent our children properly. Without Torah, we're not going to be doing Jewish parenting. It's going to be something else. Jewish parenting, Hasidish parenting, is rooted in Torah. And thank God we live in an era in which Torah is accessible to everybody who wants it. You don't even have to go anyplace. You just turn on your MP3 or iPod or notebook, click a button or two, and there you have the Torah. Thousands of shurim are on the web, and so many Torah sites. And Na'alev, of course, is proud to be from the early ones, and one of the great ones. And we hope to continue to provide Torah for everybody out there. And we want to give you a blessing, that you should be able to learn Torah in your own life. And thereby be able to share your Torah with your child. Because v'shinantam levonecha means you are the teacher and your child is your student, talmidcha. And you are sharing your Torah with your child. That's parenting according to Judaism. Sharing your Torah with your child. So I bless all of us that we have the ability, God give us the opportunity to continue learning Torah ourselves, So we should be able to teach our Torah, our Torah, to our children, to everyone's own child will learn his or her parents' Torah. This is Jewish parenting. Shtaka be zoche with a blessing that we were able to fulfill this most important of all mitzvahs. The reason God chose Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as the founders, forefathers of our nation. And the reason he chose us, because he knows that we will stick to this focus on parenting as the core mission, parenting, to create the Derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. Yizocha, through this great mitzvah of Vishinantam Levonecha, of teaching Torah to your children, or our children, Yizocha, for wonderful houses and families, Achva, Vishalem, Vireus, of brotherhood and peace and fraternity, of tzedakah, mishpat, of righteousness and of justice. Amen.